Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Buddhist Biohacker. Welcome in wherever you are in the world, whether you're watching live or you're on the replay. You can absolutely listen to this on audio later this week. That's going to be on Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Podbean. So if you're listening on audio later, we are happy to have you join us as well. So welcome in. And for everybody who's joining in the live, you can absolutely use your chat box to the right of your screen, or if you're on Twitter, you can use it at the bottom of your screen to share your questions and comments. And we might even have some fun readings as we go through today. So welcome in, and I see all you guys ticking up, so welcome in, you guys. And my name's Lisa Gunshore. I have healed from strep throat. My voice is back. I took a nice break this weekend. It was really lovely, and I know I caught some of you guys with the Urge to Purge call yesterday, so for those of you who are cleansing this month, like, keep going. You're going to be able to do this. You can. I'm on it as well with my buttered coffee, So welcome in, and it's Tuesday, and this might be one of my favorite days. I posted that this morning on social media. It's like one of my favorite days because we have three guests today, and they're all fabulous, and I'm really excited to introduce our very first guest of the week and of the day today, Delisa Hocking. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Lisa.
I'm so excited to have you. And I found, for everybody out there, your context is I found Delisa on her incredible YouTube channel that she has here on YouTube. And we have all the information. In fact, I'll get that up on the screen right now for everybody. And I just really love your energy, Delisa. And I'm so excited to have you here. And I think we've got a great topic. And I know you've got cards and everything. But I would love for you to start out by just sharing with everybody who's joining a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me today. Hello to everybody tuning in. And I'm Delisa Hocking. I'm the CEO of Spirit and Spark. I am a fifth generation psychic medium. My grandmother had this ability and her grandmother had it. You can even see behind me on the floor. It's like the top part of the photo of my great great grandmother that has yet to be hung on the wall. I just got it. They were staying at my parents' house. They were watching it for me. But so I come from this incredible family that has had this ability to communicate with loved ones on the other side, as well as being a very strong clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient. I'd say some of my highlights would be obviously starting Spirit and Spark. It's been a brick and mortar location based out of Las Vegas, but I am right in the middle of pivoting the entire company. And it's launching effective October 1st as a national brand and company. And I am tripling essentially the size of my service providers, psychics, mediums, energy workers, and teaching people how to become their own healer and have their own business in spiritual or wellness. And so I work a lot. I have a lot of fun doing it, but I love working. I love being able to give back to people. We were talking about the holiday weekend. I'm like, yeah, I worked every single day. I didn't work all day every single day, but I worked. And I'd say one of my most favorite parts of this job has been working with families, as well as a private detective, on missing persons and unfortunately, homicide investigations, and tuning in to see, you know, what happened to these individuals And it's a sad part of the job, but it's also, it can also be incredibly healing when you're giving those messages to people. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. I'm happy to go into any additional information if you'd like, but that's it in a nutshell.
Oh my gosh, you know what? The forensic mediumship, we might have to talk about that because that is something, I mean, I haven't really talked about that probably in public very much, but it is part of our job as mediums, don't you think, to be able to help with things like that?
Yes, and I have chills coming up my entire body right now, which is one of my confirmations that we're talking about something important. Wow. When I ask a detective or a family, I just say, please send me a picture, you know, really just the head shot. I don't want anything else influencing messages. And so just ask for the photo and first name only. And I find that those two pieces of information really help to bring forward the channeled information from the victim or from the missing person. But it's a really intense part of the job, I think.
I do too. And I'm the exact same as you. I need a picture. I just need to see their eyes. Like for me, it's their eyes. And the full name. Like if I can get that, I can usually connect in and same as you and be able to see what's going on or where they are, if they're still here or not, or whatever that is. And it's pretty wild. I remember when I first started doing this work professionally, it was probably 2006. And so I was still pretty young then. I mean, I was like, not to date myself, but I think I was like 29 or 30 or whatever at that time. And so I was pretty new to the game. And I was working an online site and somebody asked me to find someone and they actually found them. I mean, I helped them find them and it was up in Canada. And that was my first experience where it was like, oh, wait, I might actually be able to do that. And so since then I've, you know, had several since then, of course, in the last 15 years. But do you remember your first time like really looking at a case?
I remember there's one that sticks out as being among the first. I don't even know how these women found me. They were sisters. They don't live in Las Vegas. They live in a small town. And I did a session for them. Their friend was missing. And I tuned in. I have chills as I even talk about it. I tuned in and I told them like all the stuff about, you know, what had happened, how many people were involved, that the people that did it were not going to be convicted of that crime. They'd have a lesser charge. Like I went through all of it. And I'd say it was probably about a year later, they reached out and they said, hey, you were right. And like everything I said, they're like, you nailed it. And that was one of the very first ones. Then I went on to work with a private detective out of Tennessee. And I reviewed several of her cases. I think that there's going to be more coming. It's actually a download I've received in the last couple of days there is going to be something related to crime that's going to be stepping forward. I don't know if it's a project or whatnot, but it's been coming in a lot the last few days. So I think there's something on the horizon with that.
That is very interesting because this year I did some additional like courses for myself where I went and did some training on forensic mediumship because I also felt like, you know, because it's just something for me, it's been very random. I don't know about you, but it's always a random, like somebody comes because you're a medium and they want to talk to someone who's passed, but really what they want to know is what happened to them or, you know, did they really commit suicide or there's some kind of question that they have that you're like, oh, suddenly you're like on a case when you weren't before. Is that how it works for you too?
Yeah, I get a mix of family that they want to know like what happened to this person they're missing or the death was mysterious and they want to know the details around that. Other times they come in under the guise of, oh, I want to see who comes forward. And then the person comes forward and they're like, okay, now I have all these questions. So it's a mix of like pre-planned, very set intention and that of which comes forward more organically.
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting because I didn't even think we were going to go here with this topic, but I'm like loving it right now. And I have like my whole body is like up like energetically by talking about this. So tell me, have you gone to crime scenes or to, you know, because there's always the proverbial like come clear the house, or there's a haunted house, or there's some kind of crime scene, there's something. Like, do you go to those places these days? Is that something that you've done in the past? Like,
I'm definitely open to it. It's not something that I've done in terms of a crime scene, at least nothing that comes immediately to mind. I, before COVID, had a live theater show downtown Las Vegas, 90 minutes. I did readings from the audience. And it's a very haunted hotel. Mm-hmm. And it is very, very old. From like the 1800s, right? Wow. So 1800s or early 1900s, it slips my mind right now. But anyway, there would be so much spirit activity in there. And I would go in to some of the hotel rooms as part of the historic hotel. And I would see all kinds of things in there, different, you know, people that had committed suicide, people that were really down and out. I mean, you can imagine having a hotel in Las Vegas that's that old. There's going to be a lot of memories stored in there. And I did one walkthrough with the hotel staff, and there was a spirit that came forward, and he had given me all of these details. And within 5 minutes after channeling the energy of that room, they were actually able to find him on Wikipedia and confirm all of the details that came forward about his life. So very interesting stuff. I mean, we're lucky these days we have Wikipedia and the internet, and we can verify information that comes forward after we channel it through. So that makes it a little bit more fun to have those confirmations.
Yeah, that's so cool. So I have this real, just this great love for the Wild West. Like, I just have this great love. It's no surprise I live in Colorado. Like, I just love the Wild West. And so I really, really love the Black Hills. And Deadwood is my favorite town. I loved the show when it was on HBO. Like, I just love, love, love. And there is the Bullock Hotel is like the oldest hotel in Deadwood. And you can imagine like the crime and all the things that happen. And so there's so, when you go into the hotel, very similar to what you're talking about, there's so much energy and so many spirits around and so much like violent, crazy stuff. But I love it because it's kind of interesting. But I've been called to some people's homes where there had been crime scenes and things in the home before they bought it. So like people that wanted to clear the house before they bought it. I don't really do a lot of house clearings these days. I don't know about you, but with everything going on in the world, it's kind of easier to stay home than it is to go like on location somewhere. But it's always interesting to see what you pick up, that psychometry, you know, of like the property or the home and what you can see and feel too. It's like a pretty wild journey.
Oh, for sure. I love that rooms and locations hold so much energetic content. It really adds another level to the channeling and the reading.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh. That's like a whole other podcast. We could do a whole podcast. And I want to invite everybody who's listening and watching. Delisa does have her cards. She will pull some messages for you. So if you guys have questions or you want a message, just shoot your information in the comments section. Yes, we have two decks. Tell your decks, Delisa.
Yeah, so if you do want me to pull a card for you, just comment and let me know if you want to know which spirit animal to work with. So just comment spirit animal. And this one is power of surrender. So what does the universe want you to release? So all you have to do is say, you know, surrender or release, or spirit animal. You don't need to type in a question, and then we'll get through as many as we can.
Sweet. I love it. So I want to get into our topic, which is abundance through self-love, because that was something that we talked about and it's something you specialize in. And it's really part of what drew me. I mean, your YouTube channel is so great and it's full of all sorts of content, but part of what drew me is your messaging, you know, is so aligned with me and with Buddhist Biohacker, where it's all about self-love and compassion and all of those things. And so why don't you talk a little bit about what abundance through self-love really is and what it is to you?
Yeah, thank you. I love working with individuals on their self-worth and where they may not feel that they're worthy of, whether it's their dream, the goal that they have for themselves. Maybe they're finding themselves stuck in business, before I launched Spirit and Spark, I've owned several different types of companies and different industries. So I love business. And I have found through doing these sessions with these individuals, my clients, that they often hold themselves back. They often feel like they're not worthy of the level of success that they want. And I think that that's a bunch of crap. You know, honestly, because I feel that we can have anything we want, but 98% of the time we're blocking the abundance in some form or fashion. And so part of the work that I do, the transformation work, is helping people to understand their value. Because once you understand your worthiness, you can have anything you want. But I've kind of found that the self-love and worthiness, that energy, it's like the sticky glue that stops you from really getting to the depth of the abundance that you can have. And so I coach people on, you know, how to take care of yourself in terms of self-care, making yourself a priority, different things you can do to release that energy, you know, sharing different resources that I like to use for insight, because a lot of what I've discovered is that self-love and worthiness are oftentimes old stories, programs, beliefs, things we've told ourselves that are outdated. And a lot of the time it was gifted to us from somebody else that had those feelings about themselves. And so we work to identify what that root is so that we can pull it out. But that's kind of abundance through self-love in a quick summary there. But yeah, I know. I see the comments all starting to pop up. They're like distracting me.
I know. I see them too. And but that's a good summary. And don't you think too that it's about how you define abundance? Because I'll tell you what, for my own self, you know, back in the day, you know, 15 years ago when I first started working as a psychic, it was like, oh, I want to, you know, am I going to make a living? Am I going to, you know, be successful? And I remember these channels once telling me, like, you know, success is all about how you define it, especially if you're in spiritual work. Like, it's not necessarily going to look like conventional success. And so do you find that with yourself, your clients, like, that abundance is really about defining what abundance really is to you? Because I think it's different, especially as we shift into a new reality. Like, I don't know. That's my question.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense to me. I think if you don't understand what you're going after, you're not going to get there. You have to define your vision and what you're striving for. Regardless if that's monetary or healing a certain number of people or how you're going to present yourself to the world, all of that can be seen as abundant. But if you don't know what abundance looks like to you, good luck. Like, you're not going to, you know, it's going to be a struggle to get there. Because my feeling on manifesting is you've got to understand where you're going. You have to have the thoughts that align with that, and you have to believe that it's possible. And you have to have all those ingredients to really get there. But once you've dialed in the vision, the thoughts, the feeling, you have to let the universe help you get there. Because if you're trying to direct traffic, again, good luck. Like, you have to give the how over to the universe. Like, set the GPS and get out of the way.
It's so true. And I think once you are really heart-centered too, like I found for myself, like, doing the work that I love to do and letting it unfold and saying yes to what's being presented or what's landing, like, the abundance just naturally comes. And I think we're always struggling for the abundance and not actually looking at where our heart actually wants us to go.
Yeah. One other piece that I keep hearing in my ear from my spirit team to remind everybody of is the importance of boundaries in regards to self-love and abundance. Because one of the lessons I keep seeing over and over with my clients and also myself is, all right, I've got the vision. I know where I'm going. I feel it. I'm headed there and I know I'm worth it. And it's mine. I can feel it. You're going to have to say no to some things along the way. And that also may mean that people that are in your life right now are not necessarily going to be part of your soul tribe, your family of friends. As you move forward, as your frequency and vibration changes to align with that abundance and that vision, your energy field is going to shift. And so things in your life are going to shift. And so you were meant to hear that today, everybody watching, that boundaries and saying no and aligning with that truth is important.
Yep. Yeah. And exclamation point. And not only that, but I'll tell you what, Delisa, it is way up in our community right now. I mean, my client community, our Buddhist biohacker community, facilitator community, I can't tell you how many of us are talking about boundaries right now, functional boundaries, and having to let folks go, having to let folks go out of our life with love, with compassion. It doesn't mean we don't love or care about them, but letting them go. So you're like right on the money, of course, with what you're sharing in your message, because it's definitely the practice right now. And I think it's part of 2020 too. Doesn't it seem like 2020 feels like it's time to let go of all of this old energy? And that means old relationships too, and really find what aligns with us spiritually and energetically.
Oh, for sure. This is like the year of the purge, you know? I mean, truthfully, I feel in a lot of ways it's preparing us for the rest of the decade. When I channel and ask, because I do these weekly energy forecasts, usually on Mondays. Today was obviously Tuesday. That was the day it came out because of the holiday weekend. But I tune in and I ask. And what's interesting is I always ask, what do they need? What does everybody need to know for this week? But more and more, there are little pieces sneaking in of like, you need to tell them this for the next year. You know, so more and more they're projecting out into the future. So what that tells me is they're preparing us for what's to come, because I do feel there's going to be a lot of polarity and volatility. Whenever I look as to like what's coming, usually they're calling it 18 months, so the next year and a half. It looks like this to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad thing, and it's not to create fear, but just to help us recognize that people are going to think differently than we do as individuals. But how, like you said, how do we show up with compassion and care and kindness to try and see things from other points of view? And how do we know which boundaries are going to be healthy during this shift? So I don't think it's 2020 and done. I think 2020 was or is almost like a sneak preview as to energy that's going to be present for the next maybe 5 to 7 years.
Totally agree. I feel like the next, like the 20s are really like the roaring 20s all over again. And we're going to go through that same kind of journey, you know, where everything, when you think of the 1920s, like so much happened in the 1920s and changed and evolved and occurred in our social structures, in our government structures, everything. And that's what I keep thinking also. So I'm like right in line with you on that one too. Like I think we're set up really like through this decade as well to just kind of see where we stand. And it's about making that choice of what polarity you're going to stand with and where you're going to align so that you can continue on your journey, whatever that looks like for you in this life, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think we should go to some of these folks, don't you think? I'm excited.
I think so. Yeah. And so everybody that's watching, if you haven't commented yet, if you want a spirit animal card, just comment with spirit animal. If you want a surrender or release card, then comment with that and I'll pull you a card. Yeah, this is fun. So these cards could not be more different. So the spirit animal ones, it's like, yay, the spirit animal that wants to work with you. The power of surrender cards are like, where are you in your own way? What blocks do you have going on? So I always like when I have a client, I always warn them before I pull a card. They're not mean cards, but some of them have a little bit of a sting. But I always trust that whatever these cards have to say, it's for your best interest. And that's the intention that I have with these cards. So let's do Nadine. So I'm going to pull you a surrender card.
The good news is that the Buddhist biohacker community are not afraid of their shadows. So I think
okay, good.
You got some good surrender folks in here for sure.
All right. And how I do the cards is I shuffle and my team knows to shimmy one out of the deck. It'll pop up. And that's how I know which card to pick. So Nadine, you got surrender to effortlessness. Okay. So that was, it's actually an alignment to what I was talking about a minute ago about going with the flow and not figuring out the how. And the card says, stop pushing so hard, Nadine. The art of living means going with the flow instead of trying to force the river. And so what I like to remind people of is if you ever feel like you're swimming against the current, you're like, oh, I'm going to get there. And you're fighting against the current. It usually means you're headed the wrong direction. And if you just turned around and flowed with the current and with the energy and watched what was emerging, you would get to where you need to be. And so this says, stop fighting the current. Okay. So Nadine, if that made sense, comment, let me know. Mind wide open now, spirit animal.
Look at all the comments. I love it. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yes.
I love these cards. Okay. Mind wide open now. Let's pull your spirit animal card. So what I say for these cards is whatever animal comes forward for you, consider calling upon them, asking for their essence, their energy to come and help you with whatever message they come with. And so I do see it. Thank you. Okay, so mind wide open now. You got the orca whale. I'll read it to you in a second, but I have to show you this beautiful illustration. The orca whale is for adventure. Mm-hmm. So here you go. Dare to do things differently. Sing your wild song and manifest your travel dreams. Attempt the great journey with confidence. Be loyal. Friends and family are your treasures. Be brave. You are more powerful than you know. So that is your spirit animal. So use the energy and ask for the orca whale energy to come forward. And anywhere in your life where you're feeling like you need more courageousness or you need a little boost of bravery, call on the orca whale and that will help to push you forward into that vision that you have for your life. So that's a great card.
I had an awesome lucid dream with the orca. Well, I've had several with the orca whales. I had one earlier this year that, like, you know how when you have a certain lucid dream, it just stays with you? And I was astral traveling and I was skimming my fingers along the water of the ocean in this cold, it was a cold environment wherever they were. And the orcas were coming up out of the ocean. And I remember like that moment where you feel kind of fearful and you're flying and the experience. And then I just took this deep breath and I'm like, I just want to be with these whales. And I ended up like getting to pet them and swim along with them. And it was like such an awesome dream. So I love the orca whale came up. Like, for some reason, I just love to journey to them. And I just had such a powerful dream earlier this year and it just has not left me. So
awesome. I love that. I love the synchronicity that the first spirit animal card we pulled up resonated with you. So that's great. That's the universe having our back. Okay, Sienna, you've got a surrender card. So let's pull one. I know all these comments coming in. This is so much fun.
It really is. I love doing the lives because of this. We're doing Tarot Tuesdays at 12:30 too. So Marlene, everyone's getting readings all day today. I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Sienna. Here you go. You got the card that says surrender negative thinking. So whenever I see this card, and I'll read it to you in a moment, but I always think about how our thoughts are so incredibly powerful. And even the best of us that are really good at thinking all the positive things we can, there are these old stories, programs, beliefs, negative thinking thoughts that will sneak in there. And so this is just your card that says, really pay attention to what you're telling yourself and anything that needs to be released there. So it says, you have control over your thoughts. When negative thoughts surface, say, thank you for sharing, and quickly refocus on positive affirmations. I have had a session recently with one of our service providers for Spirit and Spark, and she was fantastic. She's a life coach. And she gave me the suggestion of creating an avatar, which some of you probably heard of doing that before, but an avatar that, you know, can be either the essence of what you know you are, and it has everything that you want to be and that you're achieving to be. Another tip, though, is you can take an avatar or a name, and maybe you pick a name of somebody that was not very nice to you at some point, or just a name that you're just like, it sounds like fun, right? So you can create a name where you're like, oh, thanks for sharing, Dolores, and then like move along, like create a name for the negative energy, like whatever name feels like, oh yeah, that would be the name of the person that would say these things to me. But I would pick one that's more of like lighthearted instead of somebody that, you know, really did was mean to you. So whatever, you know, Dottie, be quiet. I'm not listening to you. So a little tip for maybe how to do that. So see in a comment, let me know, did that resonate with you if you'd like to share? Okay, Claire Morgan, let's go ahead and pick you a spirit animal card. So Lisa, this is fun because you know some of these people.
I do. Laughing and giggling over here.
Okay, so Claire Morgan. Let's see what
animal. My name would be of who I would. Maybe Lola. I like that.
It's you like good. Lola for all your negative thoughts?
Like, be quiet, Lola. I don't know.
For whatever reason, and I don't know why my brain is going here, I'm thinking of like the old school, like 1970s diner waitress. I'm like, what would her name be? Like, that's what I'm hearing is like the negative voice. Anyway. Okay. So Claire Morgan. Oh, you have the goose. Ooh. And the goose is all about inner knowing and trusting your intuition and the information that's coming forward for you. Knowing that you have everything you need within it in yourself. So this says, you are a brave traveler. This is the second card we've gotten about people going on adventures and traveling.
Yeah.
You are a brave traveler. Your soul knows the way. Be confident you will achieve your destination. Loyal friends are always with you. Don't worry. You are blessed. Let yourself fly. So Claire, if you feel like you've been holding yourself back with any of your dreams or manifestations, if there's any kind of walls that you feel are in your way, this would be the time to let them go and fly. So I would just do like a quick check-in with yourself and see if there's any hesitations. As you close your eyes and you think about a dream that you have for yourself or a future vision, ask yourself, am I going to get there? And just see if there's any hesitation that comes up. Because if it does, it's a gift. It's letting you know it's there, but then work to clear it. Okay. Keep going. All right, let's keep. I'm having fun as long as you're good with it, Lisa. All right, so
watching, I was sitting here thinking, man, I should pull deck out while we're sitting.
Okay, so Jennifer, you're up next. So, Jennifer, spirit animal, let's go ahead and pick one of these.
That is a good way to start the week, isn't it? Do some.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Oh, they want this one. Oh, nope, hold on. I do see it. Thank you. Thanks. Okay. So Jennifer, oh, I don't think I've ever pulled this card before out of this deck. This is the ladybug and it's all about good luck. So that is a really good card to get at the beginning of your week.
Yes.
Okay. So Jennifer, it probably doesn't need much explanation, but I'll read it to you. It says, you are a bright energy. Let worry go, let go of worry and be happy here and now in the present moment. Feel good about being a loving and colorful you. You bless the world with color and good luck. So what this is also telling me is be comfortable shining your own light out into the world. If you feel that you're holding yourself back from being visible in any way, this is the card that says, no, you have a message, you have a gift to share with the world. And so get out there. You may also want to check if you have any energy you're holding on to in the throat chakra, anything that hasn't been said that needs to be said or expressed from your highest self. So just something to check in with. But this is a great card. I like that card.
Yeah, that was a great card.
Okay, let's see here. Doop, doop, doop. Alisa George, surrender. Okay.
Lots of brave souls with the surrender. I like it. It's kind of funny. It's like every other one right now. So everybody's like they're picking every other deck. I think it's cute.
I do too. Yeah. So Alisa George, surrender. This is not a bad one, but this is surrender to success. So this card tells me that you have to be comfortable. That's what we were talking about a few minutes ago about worthiness and knowing that you're capable of achieving anything. Check in with yourself and see if there is anything around fear of failure or fear of success. And so what I'm seeing to tell you, pick one dream that you're anchoring into and take yourself there. And imagine and feel all of the success that's coming with it, everything that you feel and experience as you're in the vision of you achieving it. And notice how you feel. Because if there's anything that makes you uncomfortable about that future success vision, work to energetically release it and let it go. Okay? So it says, you are ready to experience abundance. Don't look back at previous roadblocks or difficulties. Leap into an exciting new world of possibilities. So go for it. Don't be afraid of being successful. And if you are in any way, just be honest with yourself so you can let it go.
Love it.
Maria, spirit animal. I knock three times just to knock the energy out of the cards. That way the message will be for you, Maria. I do see it right here. Ooh, Maria, you got the coyote. And the coyote is powerful. I love this energy of the coyote. And it's a card that speaks about the truth and being authentic to yourself. I'll read it to you. It says revealer of truth on it. Don't take things too seriously. Make time to play. Great wisdom comes from laughing at your own folly. Look out for the traps and tricks of life and learn from them. Okay, so one thing that's coming forward, Maria, with this card is when you're setting your intentions, I want you to consider asking your spirit team, the universe, for discernment, okay? Because what I'm feeling to tell you is there's a lot of abundance and things happening around you and things that will be coming onto your pathway. Pause and take a minute to figure out what's in your best interest. And if you're having trouble figuring out which direction to go, take a deep breath, but ask for that discernment. Because what I'm feeling with this card is there could be things that look shiny and glittery and all great, but what's in your highest and best interest may be different than what's being projected. So just check in with what really makes the most sense for you, okay? And so the coyote will help you with discernment and help you to understand the truth of everything and to see deeper with that truth, okay?
Love it.
All right, Sherry.
A couple more here.
Yeah.
We have such a great audience. I love all you guys.
Oh, it's so fun.
Shiny. It is. Thank you for spending your time doing this. I think it's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Sherry. All right. I did see that pop up here. Surrender to play. So this is the card that says, hey, why don't you reevaluate how things are going right now in your life? And are you too stressed out maybe? Do you have a lot going on? Are you giving enough back to yourself with things you enjoy? Is there a class that's a fun class that you've thought about taking? This would be the time to do it. Reminder that anytime that you have play or fun or laughter, it raises your vibration and your frequency. And so don't feel guilty about having fun. Instead, see it as a necessity to have deeper intuition and deeper knowingness around other things in your life, because when you raise your vibration, the rest of your life will also emerge with deeper clarity and understanding. So it's an important ingredient to your life, all right? So it says, Take a break from overthinking a goal. Do something fun. Play is a time of recreation and rejuvenation. So beautiful.
Wow, that's a good
one. Yeah. Michelle. Hello, Michelle. I know Michelle. Yay. So spirit animal card. You got it. So let's pick one. Michelle. Like all the cards are coming out for Michelle. Oh, it's the back one. Oh, Michelle, you got the lion. Mm. And the lion represented in this deck of cards is about understanding your higher calling, your higher purpose. And so I would encourage you to really think about, what do you have in store for yourself, maybe the rest of this year or next year? What haven't you really fully stepped into yet that you know in the back of your mind you want to do? They're just saying soul purpose in my ear. So I want you to do a little bit of vision around what you feel your soul is asking you to align with in terms of sharing your gifts with the world. Okay. So the lion says higher calling. You have within you all the courage you need. Let go of the past and reclaim your majesty. You will find success and contentment with those by your side. Make noble choices for your life and your tribe. So give some thought to where you want to go over these next, I'm going to call it 18 months, because that's what I'm hearing again from the spirit team. And ask yourself where you want to go and what you want to do. And what they're saying this right now. If anything were possible, Michelle, what would you do? If anything were possible, because we know everything is possible. And so if you get out of the way, what really does this look like for you? Awesome. Okay. Power of Surrender card, Jackie. All right.
Last one.
Jackie. What does Jackie need? They just said laughter. I'm gonna pull a card, Jackie. Don't worry. But laughter is interesting. So, and I just heard, don't take it all so seriously. Even if you go on like a Netflix or Hulu or something and watch stand-up comedy, maybe try that. Because what I'm seeing and hearing for you, Jackie, is that laughter will help to break up any stagnant energy. So if you feel like there's some stagnant stuff going on for you, I want you to find something that's going to make you laugh. And so if you literally have to force yourself to listen to stand-up, do that. The card you got is surrender worry. Okay. I love the picture on this card because it reminds me of a rocking chair. A rocking chair gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Just the same as worry. You can worry all you want, but worry is not going to create any momentum for you towards the positive. So it says, make a commitment not to lead an anxiety-driven life. When worries arise, breathe them out of your body. Focus on the power of your heart and have faith that spirit is guiding you always.
Beautiful.
Yay!
Oh, and look at all these great comments. Everybody's so joyful now.
Yay!
So many great questions, and thank you for doing that. And
it was fun. I enjoyed it. I love these cards.
Oh, they're beautiful. You know, I had a real card problem. I had like 100 decks. I was obsessed with cards. I bought all these cards. So about four years ago now, I gave them all away. I actually let my clients come to my office. They took books. They took cards. I was like, just take everything. But now you have all these cool cards, and Marlena a few weeks ago was using these cool tarot cards, and I'm like, dang it. I mean, I have a couple, but I only have like 5 decks now, and I'm like, oh, now I'm just going to have to do some shopping. I can't remember the last time I went and looked for cards somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So beautiful. They're so beautiful. When did you start reading cards? Like, do you read tarot at all?
A little bit. I'm not as well versed in tarot readings, but I personally love getting tarot readings done. I love the imagery of the cards. And so I'm fascinated by which ones, you know, will show up in a reading for me. But no, when I do sessions for clients, I really channel. I don't need cards. I don't need any tools or anything. And so I'm relying directly on what I'm receiving. But I do know that some clients really love to see what cards come forward because I love seeing what cards come forward. And so I tend to incorporate those in a little bit towards the end of the session. But for the most part, they're just kind of like a little bit of an add-on for fun.
Yeah. So when did you know you were a medium? I mean, you're multi-generational like myself, so probably when you were little, but I'm just curious your story. Like, when did you start doing readings? When did you know this is what you wanted to do? Like, how did that work for you?
Yeah, it's interesting because it happened much later. For me. So I was always a very sensitive kid. I was always the kid that was a little bit different, right? And, picked on all the time. Like, and I didn't know then why or what made me different. My grandmother and I were extremely close. She passed away a few years back, but we would always have adventures and she would tell me all of her stories and ghosts that were in the house. And but what's so interesting about the story, so I'd owned different types of companies. I had worked, I was an executive in the hospitality industry in Las Vegas. I worked at a business school in Texas. Like, I was on a whole different trajectory. And it's why I love now helping people that want to do this work do it and like helping them form that business. So I was living in Texas, working at this business school. And my grandmother was starting to make her transition to the other side. And it literally happened overnight. I was in New York. I was at the Omega Institute and I was attending a workshop on synchronicity and the study of how nothing's an accident.
Oh, wow.
Ironic because how critical it plays in my story. So I was at this 3-day workshop led by Dr. Evan Alexander. He's the neuroscientist who had a near-death experience. He wrote the book Proof of Heaven. He's amazing. So he's leading this 3-day workshop. And the last night of my trip before I fly back down to Texas, I was staying at a friend's house who just so happened to have a second home in the forest next to the Omega Institute. So I'm at his house. I go to sleep. After he had just received the news that his aunt had fallen down a flight of stairs and passed away.
Oh, wow.
So I give him my condolences. I go to the guest bedroom. I really don't think a whole lot more of it. I don't know this woman. I feel sorry for my friend, but I don't have any emotional connection to her. I go to bed and wouldn't you know, the dang lady comes to me while I'm sleeping. And she's like, please let my nephew know I made it to the other side and I'm okay. Like, what just happened? Because my grandmother had told me all these stories, but I think it was because I was in the forest. I was meditating for, off and on for 3 days. Like, I think it was like the perfect storm. But me being so interested in how things work and my curiosity, I flew back to Texas. And I was like, I wonder if I could do that again. And so I started testing it. And so I started like learning about the cards. I started like channeling through written channels for people. And they're like, how did you know that? And I just kept going. And so that, honest to God, that was like 5 years ago. Wow. So it went from 0 to 60. And when I really, really think about it, it was probably about a 30 to 60 day period where it had went from me working at a business school and owning a matchmaking company to then, oh my God, I'm at my apartment in Texas doing phone readings for people across the country. How did this happen? So it went really, really fast. But I know it's because I believe I signed up to do this and they were just aligning me to get there. But I feel that it was with my grandmother's transition that she was making to the other side. It was almost like, hey, here you go. And she transferred her gifts over to me. And the timing was just very synchronistic.
That's so awesome. I love that story. That's awesome. Yeah, it's always interesting, isn't it? How, and for everybody who's listening, like if you're drawn to this at all, I believe everybody is gifted. And I think, Delisa, you're on the same bus as me. Like everybody has this ability. But if you're drawn to it, it's probably because it is your ability. Wouldn't you agree? Like even if I worked in fashion for 20 years, so I did, this was like my side gig during that time. It was like, I always did readings. I always taught classes. I was always doing things, but I also had like my full-time like fashion retail job. Too. So very similar to you in that respect, like I was doing this whole other world. And then it's like, at some point, it's like, you can't ignore it anymore. It's like, and I wonder too, I'm just having this thought while I'm talking, like, I wonder too, if it doesn't have to do with this transition time too. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah. I think the universe is like, hello, are you listening? Did you hear us? And I feel that they've been knocking on a lot of our doors for a long time. And some of us said, all right, I'm in. And we did it. And I think some of us that are in the positions that we're in, I do feel that there is a huge sense of responsibility that we have to help raise the light with other people that are in our communities that want to do this. And they want to be a psychic or a card reader, or they want to be an energy practitioner, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But because we've been doing it now for a while and we've seen what works, what doesn't work, and we've seen these kind of traps and pitfalls, then we now, I feel it's our responsibility to shine the light and lead the way for other people that want to do this. Yeah. And I think anyone can do it. I've trained people that feel like I have strong intuition, but I have no idea what I'm doing or how to get there. I've trained them to do full-on readings for people and be successful at it. It really just takes the interest of doing it, and committing to not getting in your own way. The mm-hmm. other stuff will fall into place, but I feel anybody can learn how to do it. I don't think it's that there are certain people that, you know, can only do it. Some of us, I think, may have a higher inclination, to be able to dive in maybe a little bit deeper or receive higher frequencies, but for the most part, anybody that wants to do this professionally, I really feel with enough training and dedication, you can do it.
I agree. I think I always equate it to, we all have muscles. We're not all triathletes. We all have endocrine systems and brains that can do this. And it's just a matter of what kind of training you want to do, right? Like, so I totally agree. So I have two questions, because time flies in this world that we're in. My first question is, I want to give you some space to share what you have to offer, you know, your channel. All of Delisa's information is in the show notes and it's also up on the screen, but I want to give you space so that folks know how to access you and what you have to offer. My second question is, would you be open to a little trade here on the show? Like, I'll pull some tarot cards for you and maybe you can see if anybody shows up for me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we could do that.
The other thing is, one of the things that is like landing for me and talking to you today about your work, for everybody who's listening and for you, is that, you know, part of what you're teaching, it seems, is the new way of doing business and being engaged in a professional capacity in this new way, in this new reality, and this new, because there's this whole new world that we're going to be doing business. And are you doing business in a very spiritual, aligned, engaged, authentic way? Because that is the way of the future and the way of abundance. And so it just really is hitting me like that's your work. And I think it's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I'm being drawn to say this out loud. For those of you listening or watching this, if you do feel called to do this type of work, stop telling yourself the story that you're broken or you won't make a good healer because you have your own things to work through. And I have chills as I say this. So obviously somebody or a group of people need to hear this today. You're never going to be 100,000% perfect. You're always going to have things that you're working through. And that should not be the reason why you stop yourself. I'll actually say that I give you kudos for even recognizing that you have more healing to do, because that's the beauty of the journey. And you can use what you're going through and the pain you've had now or in the past actually be a more incredible guide and healer for other people. One of the traps that I've seen over the years is that some people who aren't self-aware, who get into this line of work, ego will oftentimes get in the way and start to derail them, especially if they start to get more of a following or more of, people saying how amazing they are. And so one of the things that really needs to be reviewed in the process of learning and becoming a professional psychic or a healer would be, you know, how are you doing your own work? And are you continuing to do the healing that you need to do? And if you are, fantastic. That will help to guide you along the way, because I feel that the universe will always send you the clients that they know that you can help. And so keep doing that same inner work. But Spirit and Spark is the website, spiritandspark.com. There is a free e-guide on there for my favorite tips on how to manifest, because we did talk about manifesting a little bit today. And so that's a free guide. You can just click on that and we'll get it sent over to you via email. My YouTube channel, Spirit and Spark TV, I do the weekly energy updates on there. And those are, of course, free on YouTube. And I do take some clients. I don't take that many clients, but I do have a waiting list that I've got going on. And you can definitely get that in the menu of the Spirit and Spark website. But the good news is I have amazing, amazing practitioners that right now live in Las Vegas, but effective October 1st, they'll be living in lots of different pockets of the country, which is going to be a lot of fun and interesting modalities. And they've all been going through the audition process, which has been a lot of fun. I think I've had so many readings and energy sessions done on me this last month, but.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, but it's been great.
Yay. That's so awesome. Well, yeah, I just love you. So I'm happy to have you on, and Delisa will be back with us too in a few weeks. We're going to do a meeting of the mediums with her and Amy Cartier. And so that will be fun, because we're actually going to do medium readings, all three of us, for everybody. So if you guys are watching and want that, I think it'll be fun. And I did it selfishly for myself, Delisa, because, you know, being a medium is not normal, I suppose. I think it's probably more normal now than before. And I'm sure a lot of us have connections with loved ones, you know, in our own ways. But doing that work every day is hard work. You know, I have some clients who are terminally ill in the last couple of weeks. I've had, you know, you're dealing with grief, but you're dealing with illness, you're dealing with all these things. And so I thought, what a great idea to find some other mediums that are like me, so we can connect with each other, but also be able to help people at the same time. And so I'm really excited about that. So I'm looking forward to that particular podcast. I think that'll be good. So
yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so I have my tarot deck, since you said you love tarot cards. I'm a tarot junkie. I got a tarot deck when I was 17 years old. It was my first deck. And funny, I bought it at Barnes & Noble. I mean, of all places. I mean, it was like one of those things where I went with my mom to Barnes & Noble and it was like, I really want to see what these are about. I don't know. I was always in the New Age section since I was a little kid. I'd go to the New Age section. So anyways, I bought my deck. And when I cracked open the Rider-Waite tarot deck, I was like, that. I just knew what they were. Like, I was like, I know this. Like, I knew my brother. It was a crazy thing. And so I do love my tarot cards, because I always tell everybody it's lazy reading, because they tell you a lot of information without you having to use your clairvoyance, because it's like auto clairvoyance. But anyway, so I'm going to pull a card for you if you want me to.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right. Let's see. All right. Oh my gosh, I love it. This is pretty funny, because the card that I pulled is the Hermit.
So I need to be inside.
Well, and it's about rest. Like you were saying, you worked all weekend, and I get this whole thing about like, make sure that you rest. But you know, I also see something. What I love about the tarot is I see my clairvoyance. Every time I look at these, no matter how many hundreds of times I've seen these cards, they always look different. It's a crazy thing about it for me. And for some reason, this whole land. So the story of the Hermit is this light. Oops, it's backwards on this. This light illuminates his face and nothing else. So the whole idea is, you know, it's illuminating yourself. And but that what lands for me for you is not to forget to shine the light on you, because you're shining the light on all of these other people as you expand your business. And it's like, don't forget to shine the light on you and your gifts, and also some rest and renewal, I think.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. I love it. I want to pull one card from each deck for you, but I also have to make mention that over your, I don't know which way is which since this video is reversed. The painting that has the eye behind you, the blue eye, there's a woman standing in front of it, okay? She feels like a grandmother to you, but she's holding a pink rose. And I don't know if a pink rose has any significant meaning to you, but she's standing there holding this rose and handing you the rose. And I have chills coming up my entire body as I communicate that to you. Does that have any significance?
It does. So that's very interesting. So, yes. So I used to have a huge pink rose in my office, like for years and years and years, because as you know, that's a clairvoyant tool to see the rose. But it's also significant to my grand. I'm going to say it's probably my grandma Soto, because my other grandma is still living.
Check. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. So my grandma Soto is probably handing that. And I actually have a picture. This is really cool, actually. So this is the full, all the women generational in my family that are all gifted psychics and healers. This is me right here, the little kid. But this is my grandma Soto right here, who I think is communicating this.
Yeah, I have the chills again. Yeah. Yes. Wow.
I have the women honored in my office to remind me of my generational. And I know you get that. But we all have flowers in our hair in that one too. So,
okay.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, maybe buy yourself some pink roses.
Okay, I'm gonna
and remember them. Yeah,
I will do that.
So let's pull.
It's a treat to get a reading, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah, it's a treat because we don't do it very often.
Yeah, no, it really is. I love it. Okay. Oh, and you got my favorite spirit animal. One of them. I can't say, but it is like at the top of the list. So the two that you got, and this is interesting, you got surrender to spirit and surrender your addictions. Whenever I get the surrender your addictions card, that to me can mean a couple of different things. One thing is kind of that spiral of thoughts we talked about earlier and just doing a check-in with that. But if there's anything that you need or feel that you need to release that is a pattern in your life, this is your signal that it's okay to do so and that you're headed in the right direction with that. But surrender to spirit is all about, like, you know this, divine timing, that everything is working for you. So it says, once you've done everything you can to achieve a goal, turn the situation over to the divine. Let spirit work its magic. That's the releasing the how.
Yes.
You got the owl. I love the owl. The owl is, as it says on there, about magic. And it says, choose to know the truth because you can. Mm. Open your inner vision. You can see through deception, let go of the past, and make room for a better life. Rise up. Magic and wisdom are your birthright.
Oh my God, I love that. So this is so, here's your validation. So first off, the surrender to addictions is actually super poignant because I'm in the middle of my cleanse month, and food addiction is something I've written about in my book. It's definitely a part of my energy field, and it came up in my shadow work this month as far as what I am ready to release. And one of the messages I got from Spirit, and this is so cool because a lot of people are following, like we have Julie Hoyle on at 3:00 and she's really at the forefront of shadow work. And one of the things that came up in working through her book for me this month, so that card is like so perfect, is that there's this idea of rewarding myself, and it's always been with food or a treat or whatever. And so spirit came to me. It was like three or four in the morning. It was like super wee hours, and I happened to be awake. I was laying in bed, and spirit came and they said, what if you reward yourself with silence and space instead of food? And I'm getting chills everywhere. So that surrender to addictions is so very much a part of what I'm working through right now. So that's awesome. And surrender to spirit's awesome too. And so it's the magic, because I just put out all my Halloween and fall. Yes, I'm still a retailer at heart, you guys. I merchandise my house this weekend. It's got all my fall and Halloween and all my witchy and potion bottles and whatever. And so I really am feeling very witchy. I'm feeling very like connected to the old ways, if that makes sense, and connected to fall and the harvest and all those things. But we also are in the final stages of solidifying the Ajatakasha Institute for research and education. So all this hard work we've done all year long with Buddhist Biohacker and the One Heart, One Earth Global Healing Movement is all coming together in this perfect way. So that surrender to spirit is so perfect, because really to this morning, after stepping away for 3 days, this morning it landed like, this is what I'm doing with all of this. Like, you know how spirit does that? They tell you what to do and you just do it. And then eventually you're like, oh, I get what you're doing here. And that's what happened. So anyway, so much validation to you for all that great, those great messages. Cause that's really, a lot of things are coming together, and it is about that surrendering to spirit. And I think that's the way we live, right? And I think that that's why we have the joy and the abundance in our own flow of energy, because you just do what comes from spirit and you hand it over when you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Give it to them. They know what to do.
Yeah. Oh my God, Delisa, I just love you. I hope we do this again. Well, we're going to do this again because we're going to do our medium, but I hope we talk more and do this again anyways. And thank you to all of the audience. You guys are such great participants. And no joke, we're going to be back on in 15 minutes with Marlena to do tarot readings. So we're just going to keep this reading momentum going today, which is fun. It's fun. And what else? Any parting words of wisdom?
Ooh, trust. Trust that you are here for a reason. One of my favorite teachers, Lee Harris, you can find him on YouTube, Lee Harris Energy. He's amazing. I was privileged enough to train with him in LA a few years back. And he does monthly energy updates that cannot be missed. He's incredible. But one thing he said to me that really stuck with me is, if you're alive, get curious. Because if you're alive and your heart is beating and you're here, it means you're not done. And I hope that you will lead yourself today and in the coming days with a sense of curiosity as to what's next. And remember that this is a two-way dialogue, and always ask for what you need because they're there to help you.
Oh, beautiful. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for being on. I'm so happy we connected. Truly.
Thank you, Lisa. This is amazing. I'm glad that you found me on YouTube. The universe connected us for a reason.
Totally did. It's like our own little world in YouTube. So, you know, I'm still learning what's in here, but I'm glad I found you too. And Delisa will be back with us. You guys, we have a brand new, so I guess a few things before I go and then come back, which is, if you have not yet subscribed to our channel, Buddhist Biohacker, please do so. We love it when you do. But we also have this new feature with our new streaming software. So the cool thing is, if you're on the channel and you're subscribed, you can see everything that's upcoming and you can set reminders. So if you would like to see Delisa again at our meeting of the mediums in a couple weeks, you can go in and you can set the reminder for it, which is really nice because it just organizes everybody's schedules, I feel. So that is on there. And if you have not yet watched part one of the Awakened Grace documentary that I produced this summer, you can absolutely watch that. Part two is a little delayed, but it's coming. I'm adding a story is what's happening. But it's so many great stories of awakenings and near-death experiences and all sorts of things. I think the only other thing I'll say is I've turned monetization off of Buddhist Biohacker episodes. So we're almost done taking it off of all of them. I think So we are asking that you take a look at our patron program, which the link is in the show notes as well. So I'd rather do that and have you watch ad free, to be honest. So that we've changed as well. And that's all. And Delise is part of our November Awakening event too. So you guys can register for free for that as well.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me, Lisa. And I'm looking forward to the meeting of the mediums in the next couple weeks.
Me too. And I'm so excited and congratulations on your business expanding. I think it's awesome. And more to come. And much love to you. Much love to everybody out there. And I'll see you guys in 10 minutes.
Thank you.